I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big fight coming up in Vegas Saturday night. Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor, junior middleweights. Here to talk about that. This guy's been around the fight game for a long, 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 long time. Vinny, listen to this resume. Well, he does a boxing show on Sirius XM, 6 to 8. Of course, we have satellite radio, and it's an awesome thing to have. Former chairman, New York State Athletic Commission. Former editor-in-chief, Ring Magazine, with our buddy, the late, great Bert Sugar. He's been inducted in both the New Jersey and New York Boxing Hall of Fames. Boxing analyst for USA, ESPN, MSG Network. Also wrote for World Boxing and International Boxing, which I used to read when I was a young Bob Haney back in the 70s. Let's welcome in on the Ackerman Security Hotline, the commish, Randy Gordon. Randy, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Good morning. You make me seem so old. I've been around forever. I covered Cain and Abel.
Yeah, and you had Cain in that one, if I'm not mistaken, too, as you went out on the limb with that prediction.
I don't get them right all the time.
Now, this fight here, and as we said, you've been around pugilism for a long, long time. You were the former New York State Athletic Commission guy when UFC wasn't even happening in that state. Were you surprised that Conor McGregor was even sanctioned to be involved in a professional boxing match?
Well, you know, there was a yes and a no. You know, at first I said, I'm wondering if they're really going to do this. But then as you look into it and you realize he's the top guy in all, basically in the UFC, I knew that Nevada would pass it. There's just too much money involved. Do I think he's going to get hurt in the fight? No, I don't think he's going to get hurt. I think he's going to lose the fight. There is just no way. I have tried to reason with myself, talk to myself, and say, is there a way he could win the fight? I look at it like this. If I buy a lottery ticket, hey, I could win. I probably won't. Same thing.
Now, Randy, Bob has a lot at stake in this fight because he has a chance to lose his eyebrows and his hair if Mayweather doesn't win, knock him out after...
Within three rounds. So what do you think of those chances?
I have heard that there's going to be a razor involved here. Well, at least you're not going to cut your wrist or anything
No.
I mean, you know, if the hair has to go, I mean, I think it's a pretty safe bet that the hair is going to be growing and you're not going to be cutting it. I cannot possibly see McGregor winning this fight. No way. You know what this is to me? This is an alligator coming out of the water to sun himself for a little while on the shore. And when he comes out, he runs into a lion. The lion is going to tear up that alligator. It's going to be a good fight, but the lion's going to win. If the alligator should get it back into the water or the cage, the alligator is most likely going to win. But on land, against the lion, there is no way this alligator, I mean, maybe 99 out of 100 times the lion is going to win.
Now, if by the incredible chance that Conor McGregor does win this fight, what happens then? I mean, Mayweather's legacy, I'm assuming, goes right down the crapper. But what does McGregor do with his career moving forward?
If I was McGregor at that point, and especially how he wins, if he wins on an early, let's say he just comes out blasting and catches Mayweather, if I was him, I would get right back into the gym and I would take another boxing match against another top boxer and make myself another $100 million or so. But again, it's not gonna happen.
No.
Now, Randy, how good a boxer is McGregor?
We don't know, because last week he had a media workout and
I was watching this thing sitting with Jerry Cooney, and I said, Jerry, is he kidding? I mean, he's just moving around, tapping the bag a little bit. I look better on the heavy bag than he does. We saw nothing in that. And he has, in sparring, he has really released nothing other than some footage of him, quote, knocking down Paulie Malignaggi. I have been on the phone one-on-one with Paulie Malignaggi, and Paulie swears that that was a splice, that they spliced some tape together. I cannot see the punch that knocked him down. I do see a punch that lands. He said, but he was pushed down right after that. He said, he did not knock me down. He did not beat me up. And you're going to hear actually a lot more from Paulie. Paulie is holding back a lot. I just don't think everything I've seen in any kind of footage, and I've watched every bit of footage that you could possibly see, I don't see that Conor McGregor is going to do all that well in boxing. His shots are long. He could do all the Ali shuffles that he wants. It's not going to make a little bit of a difference against Mayweather, who, look, Mayweather hasn't fought in 2 years. He's 40 years old. He's not going to be as good as he was a few years ago. But the slippage, it only might be just a fraction. We don't know how much slippage. We will know on Saturday night. I just have a feeling, because he's kept himself in such incredible condition, that Mayweather's going to probably be just as fast as he was when he left 2 years ago.
Randy Gordon, boxing expert, authority, former commissioner, editor-in-chief, Ring Magazine. He's joining us here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking about the fight coming up Saturday, Mayweather-McGregor. And he agrees with me that it's not going to go more than three rounds. Now, on the 16th, we do have a high-level fight, middleweights, that is. Gennady Golovkin against Canelo Alvarez for all sorts of alphabet soup belts here. Not getting a lot of run now because of what's happening in Vegas on Saturday, but handicap this one for us.
This one I love. I mean, I'm heading out to Vegas for both fights, and it's the one on the 16th that I really care about. I mean, they're even putting this on the date of one of my favorite fights of all time, Leonard against Tommy Hearns, the first time around in Vegas. You know, the heat in Vegas at that time could be well over 100 degrees. I think that there's a lot of factors in this fight. I think it's how hard, how often Triple G lands early in the fight, which could turn Canelo into just a defensive fighter. I think Canelo really has to come out and try to put some hurt right away on Triple G. I don't see it happening. I really don't. I think that Triple G, he is bigger. How do you pick against him? He's the undefeated middleweight champion. Yes, there have been signs of slippage, but as we talk about on my show, is it really slippage, or is it just that he's fighting so many? I mean, when he fought Danny Jacobs is not to be denied. Jacobs is a heck of a fighter. So, you know, maybe it's not slippage. Maybe it's the fact that he beat one heck of a good fighter in Danny Jacobs. I think that Danny Jacobs would probably beat Canelo Alvarez. I think it's going to be a real good fight, though, and it's a legitimate fight. I mean, whoever wins it, not like the Pet Rock, which I call this Saturday's fight. That's the Pet Rock, which, you know, a lot of people out there buy the Pet Rock. They buy that finger spinner. What does it do? It does nothing. It's a money grab. That's exactly what this Saturday is. September 16th is a real huge, just a tremendous boxing match.
How much interest is there in the fight Saturday night?
Well, you know, the different gyms that I train in the Long Island area, which are boxing and MMA combined, I'm finding that the MMA crowd is very much into it. The boxing crowd is like, oh, come on, this is a joke. The MMA crowd, they want to see their guy win the fight. Now, I love MMA. I watch everything that's on. But I am a boxing guy, and I'm being very realistic. How does a guy who's never had a professional fight, how does a guy who's never had an amateur boxing match get into the ring against arguably one of the best defensive fighters over the last 30 years or so? It just can't happen. Hey, Chris Algieri, who was a welterweight contender, I don't think he's really fighting anymore. He was a kickboxing champion. He said it took him about 12 to 15 fights to actually start getting used to conventional boxing after he left kickboxing. How could Conor McGregor possibly do it in his very first fight? The answer is he won't be able to, and I think you're going to see it almost from the get-go.
All right. He thinks he's Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, you're making too much sense, Randy Gordon, with this commentary. Tell us how we can listen to you and Jerry Cooney 6 to 8 weeknights here.
That's so much fun. You know, I'm just living a dream. It's every Monday. It's every Friday. And then we do some, but it's every Monday and Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Sirius Channel 93. And working with that former heavyweight contender is just so much fun. And, you know, we yell at each other on the air, and he says this and that. And Jerry, how could you possibly think that? And, I mean, we go back and forth, and I love Jerry. He's like my little big brother, if you will. I really love working with this guy, and to me, I am the luckiest fight fan that's ever been born.
Randy Gordon, we appreciate your time. We appreciate the insight. You enjoy the fight this Saturday, and we'll catch up with you soon, I'm sure.
Right after the Pet Rock, I'll talk about it, and I hope you don't have to shave any part of your body.
Me either, but I'm very confident that that will not happen. Thank you.
Good luck.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Randy Gordon on the Ackerman Security Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.